yet again. We might as well.
Trump.
With everything going on, let's get him on, ladies and gentlemen, to D.C.
And Mr. President, the radio is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, good morning, Texas.
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
Happy to have you here.
The Donald.
Here we are, through it all. Yes. Texan in spirit.
Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Texan in spirit, and through it all, your weekly Trump date.
How about that?
Your Trump date.
Yes, sir.
Because we can't stop. We won't stop.
No way.
There you go.
We can't stop, and the beat goes on. Ba-da-dum-ba-dum-bum.
Nice.
But of course, how was your weekend?
Not quite as eventful, thank heavens.
Great. Mine, no, not so wonderful.
Well,
of course, I saw it all happening right in front of me. I know you all saw it. I was very calm. Very calm, and I saw the lady over there stealing the bottles of wine and champagne.
What was going on with that?
Who does that?
Them right in her designer purse. Designer. It was a knockoff.
It was a knockoff. It was a knockoff.
I see these things. I saw
it. Okay, all right.
Who does that? Then I saw the guy over there. There was just, what was he eating? His mashed potatoes or something?
Yes, salad. Sat in his chair.
He wasn't bothered at all, was he?
No.
We love that guy, don't we? We love
that
kind of spirit. And of course, I saw Pete.
Oh yeah,
Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War.
He
stood right up.
Yeah,
he stood right up.
Yep.
Of course, people are, I'm sure you've all heard what they're saying. They said he heard the word shot, and then he thought it was a free round at the bar.
See, that's...
We're looking into that.
Okay,
we're looking into that.
All
right, let's
Pistol Pete.
Chug a party.
Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. And, of course, there was Marco, little Marco.
Don't
who,
call him that.
He didn't have to duck at all.
Okay.
Very safe, little Marco.
Poor Marco.
He didn't have to duck,
yes,
this guy.
We got that.
So how was your weekend? Seriously, mine, not great.
I know.
Not
we saw,
weekends.
Yeah.
It was the birthday of my lovely wife, Melania.
Aww.
Yes, Melania's birthday.
Melania.
Happy birthday. Of course, it was the most amazing birthday. It was. It probably could have been better because of the night before.
Right, right.
It was totally horrible.
Yes, exactly.
I said I was going to take you out for dinner.
Oh, no.
Of course, you saw who we had hosting this correspondence dinner. It was a mentalist.
Yeah.
Mentalist.
A mentalist, yeah.
They called the mentalist tricks in the sleight of hand.
Right. Yeah, he does that thing.
He didn't see this coming, did he?
No.
Not great.
Hey.
Not great. Not a great mentalist.
Mentalist.
Happy birthday to my lovely wife.
Happy birthday, Melania.
And I will promise her now the head of Jimmy Kimmel. That's what we will get her as a present.
I don't think that's a good gift.
That's...
Happy birthday. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow.
Of course, I really didn't have time for this whole thing because I'll be totally because we're very busy, of course. You know, we're still at war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. War.
It's Islamabad. It is not great.
Strait of Hormuz.
But
might rename ICE as nice.
But
we don't even have time with that right now because guess who?
What?
Has crashed. We have guests.
Yes.
And you know how horrible that is.
Pull up the hide of
the royal guests.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good day.
The king.
Royal subjects. Of old.
Oh, yes, King.
Here,
good morning, Your Majesty.
Wow, how about this?
Yes, look, I was in Graceland like a month ago, and that's the only king I know. No kings, am I right, people? No kings.
He's a king.
He's going to be here for 4 days.
Yes, we heard that.
A long time.
Yes. To celebrate your 250th anniversary as a former British colony.
I
think you got that backwards, Chucky. Yeah. 250-year birthday of kicking your country right in the Hamilton.
right there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not throwing away my shot.
Yeah,
but everybody else, they have.
Woo-hoo!
Seriously, think about that line for a minute.
A little bit.
Very droll.
Yes.
Anyway, you brought your lovely wife, whatever her name is, Camilla.
Camilla.
Looks like Bobby Kennedy Jr. in a wig.
The king and...
God bless America.
Out of
Thank you, Texas. MAGA.